This is Homegrown New Hampshire. I'm Emma Erler, lead horticulturist at Squam Lakes Natural Science Center.
And I'm Jessica Hunt with NHPR. Lots of folks are looking for an alternative to glyphosate, known as Roundup. What kind of alternatives are there, Emma?
There are a number of organic herbicides that you can find at the garden center. These are what you would consider burn-down products. That means they're only effective at killing the green vegetative tissue that's above ground. Glyphosate is a systemic herbicide, and that chemical is drawn down into the root system of the plant and kills it. So essentially, these organic herbicides are just burning off the foliage that's present. What's visible? One that I think is probably the most readily available for the home gardener is something called horticultural vinegar. It's acetic acid and typically comes in a concentration of 20 to 30% versus the 5% that you would find at the supermarket. Horticultural vinegar tends to be the most effective on small weeds, particularly annual weeds, these ones that grow and die in a single season. Perennial weeds that have very robust established root systems are more difficult to kill with this. That said, with multiple applications of the vinegar, you can still potentially kill these weeds.
So you must have to be careful if it's 20 to 30% acetic acid.
Yes, you're going to want to wear protective equipment. So goggles or other protective eyewear and gloves are a good idea.
I don't usually think of vinegar as being dangerous, but this sounds like it's on another level.
It is. And I should note, too, it's not going to hit just the weeds. It's going to damage any plant that it contacts. So I find that this sort of product is more useful in edge areas or a gravel path or the driveway.
Right. Being really careful not to hit everything. Yeah.
Absolutely. And that applies to really any organic herbicide that you're going to use.
There are lots of recipes on the internet for homemade herbicides. What are your thoughts about those?
You really can't count on the efficacy of these products. So not only are you not sure if it's going to be effective, but you don't know what any of the downsides are going to be, any of the risks to the environment, because they have not been tested. So I prefer to use a commercially made product.
And we're back to doing the old hand weeding.
Hand weeding, unfortunately, for any gardener, there's no way to get around it entirely. You're going to have to do some hand weeding.
Homegrown New Hampshire is a collaboration between Squam Lakes Natural Science Center and NHPR.
See you in the garden.